This is a previously recorded episode.
This show is broadcasting live from the Podcast Detroit studios in Royal Oak, Michigan. For more information about the show or our network, please visit www.podcastdetroit.com.
Hey, Chels.
Hey, Steve.
Guess what?
What?
It's your birthday! Yay! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday, dear Chelsea! Happy birthday to you! Just play that track, please. Hey, Chels.
How's it going?
Oh, it's going great. It's your birthday.
It is my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. If you go onto our Facebook page right now, if you're listening live.
Hey, live.
I posted a picture of the cake Stacey brought me.
Yay.
One, because Stacey loves cake.
Yay.
And two, because Stacey knows I'm vegan, it's vegan cake, and it's actually delicious.
And three, Stacey loves Chels.
Oh, my love
So, Chels, how's your week?
It was good. Yeah, I went to a Tigers game.
Me too. Which one?
The one that they lost.
Oh, I went to last night.
Oh, they won.
Yay. The boss treated us to a suite. Right. Boom. I felt so fancy.
Heck yeah.
I was like, I can't afford this at all. But hey, like, y'all don't
they
know.
They give away free chicken in the suites.
I know. Oh my goodness. So the best part is, which I didn't know, they have a dessert cart. So they come by at the end with this dessert cart. Not the end, but maybe like the sixth inning or
nice.
So. It just depends on how many other people are using suites.
Nice.
And it has every dessert imaginable. I had this
Does
five
it have cake.
Girl, I had this five-layer chocolate cake a la mode with some delicious vanilla ice cream. They had strawberry cheesecake, Snickers cheesecake. Plus, they have a caramel apple pie. They had three different types of floats. You could do it with root beer,
orange crush, or ginger ale. Have you ever had the ginger ale one?
I have not.
It's so good.
I bet you it would be good. I'm not a huge ginger ale person, except for I only drink it when I'm sick because I'm a Michigander.
That's real.
But my stomach actually has been a hot mess since Labor Day weekend.
Oh, no.
Because I've been eating so much red meat lately. Like, through Labor Day weekend, all I had was meat and potatoes the whole weekend.
Just no
I had,
vegetables.
Exactly. No, I'm not even joking. Usually like, I'm like, oh,
America.
I have my kale salad.
America.
Right? Can I have that supersized and a water? Thanks. Me all day. So, yeah, like, on Saturday, I had pork, I had ribs, and I had potato salad.
Nice.
And Monday, I had steak, and I had potato salad. And both days, if not all 3 days of the weekend, I had bacon for breakfast. Like, so Tuesday, my stomach was like, I hate you.
Oh, no.
So currently in the back of my Jeep, I have my meals for the weekend. Meaning,
what are you going to eat for the weekend?
I'm doing a juice cleanse. So I have 12 bottles of juice in my Jeep. So
what
that
kind
my,
of juice, though?
What kind of juice is it? It's from Beyond Juice. What up, Beyond Juice? They're amazing.
Nice.
They're right across the street from where I work. Not going to tell you where because that'd be crazy.
There's a lot of things across the street from there. It could be anything.
That's true.
She could work at the post office.
Hey, oh my God. Oh, well, I can't say that because then it'll tell you where I work. So never mind. But anyway. But I know there's like a green, like kale, spinach, cucumber, lemon one. There's a carrot one. There's a beet one. And I know like the finisher.
That beet.
Hey. No, and the other competing juice company, they have one called Let the Beet Drop, B-E-E-T. I giggled. But yeah, if I'm going to be on juice all weekend, I figured I'd wait until the weekend to do it because I get very hangry, so that way I can just like lock myself in a room and be upset that I'm not eating solid
Well, just don't forget to drink water and you'll be fine because that'll fill up your stomach.
Oh my gosh. But hey, what's going on with you?
Well, you know, I'd like to tell you, but first, we need to go over the
fake name letter of the day.
It's my birthday. Do you care if I pick?
Oh my goodness, you should go ahead.
Yay.
So the fake name letter of the day, we use that so we can save the shade. So instead of using people's real names, we use a name that starts with the fake name letter of the day. Chels!
Yeah.
Go ahead and pick a letter for us.
B.
Oh, B.
Drop the beat.
Oh, I see what you did there. Vegetables, base, whatever.
Bacon.
No, I need to drop the bacon.
Drop the bacon.
That's why I'm in this predicament.
I'm vegan. Stacey got me a vegan cake, by the way.
What up, Whole Foods?
And we didn't cut it. We're just eating it.
Hey. But you know
forking
what?
Forking it.
Yeah. So,
we're forking it.
So, Chels, can you give me some examples of some names that start with the letter B?
I sure can. We've got Blake.
Ooh. How lively.
I love you so much.
I was like, I hate me.
Barbara.
Oh, classic.
Beverly.
Ooh. I have a friend named Beverly.
Bobby.
Bobby.
Whitney and Bobby.
Bobby. My friend had posted, it had pictures of four singers that said if you could get rid of one, which one would it be? And they, who did they have? They had Whitney Houston, Beyonce, what were the, Prince, and Michael Jackson. She was like, sorry, bye, Whitney. And everyone was like, whoa! And I said, no, bye, B. Like, and yeah. I understand she appreciates, like, the feminism and just the power that Beyonce has and how she's using her platform. But I'm just like, nah, without Whitney, we couldn't have her. So
it wouldn't have happened.
And on the way here, what was the last song I heard? Didn't we almost have it all? So I'm just like singing with the windows down.
Oh, beautiful. No. I love when I'm driving with the windows down and I'm giving people a concert.
Yes.
There was one. Oh, what was it? Oh, no, it was my jam. Okay, so I have straight up, there is a song. And if you think about it, if you're stuck, let's say you're stuck in a bathroom,
hey,
for like 3 days.
Bathroom. Hey, that'll be me this weekend. Talk to me.
But like, you're trapped. You can't leave. And the only thing that you have going for you is there's a song playing, but it's playing over and over and over and over and over again. And it has to be a song that you like, but that will eventually drive you crazy, but it'll come back, right? So my song is oh God, it's Celine Dion, and it's the no, it's not the Titanic. It's the one
what was the one? Oh from God. Up close and personal.
Baby, baby, when you touch me like this and you hold me like that. So literally, but think about it, because you'll be like, you'll have a moment, and you'll be like, yeah. It's all coming back. It's all coming back to me now.
When you hold me.
And then you're like
this.
In the corner going, it's all coming back. It's all coming back to me now. And then it'll come back again, and you'll be like, no, there were moments of gold and flashes of light. There were things I'd never do again.
You gotta preach.
But then they always felt right.
It's funny because I feel like that's what someone would go through while they were, like, on a marathon. I'm just like, or in the bathroom. Yeah, man, we gotta get through this.
Like, but I'm like, if you're trapped and that's the only thing you could listen to, that would be the song I would pick.
Guys, I don't know what
I know.
Song I
you
would
know
pick.
What? I'm weird. I don't even know why I decided I was going to choose the song
that's
that I would
fine.
Listen to when I'm trapped in the bathroom for 3 days.
That's fine. Remember, what was it? Like, you're, so when I get married someday and I have a pole in my bedroom, and my song would be American Woman, but by the Lenny Kravitz version
yes.
of it. Yes. Stay away from me. American Woman. Mama, let me be. As I serenade this balloon.
I gotta go. I gotta get away. Bam, bam. Babe, I gotta go. Bam, bam, I'm gonna fly away.
And I would wear that Americana bikini that Heather Graham wore in it because
yes.
it was for Austin Powers.
Yes! Oh, Austin
oh my
Powers.
Gosh.
Yeah,
oh,
baby.
Right. Oh, B. So.
Hey, Cees.
Hey, what's up?
We have someone in the studio.
Stop it. Are you serious?
Okay, we had Jess in the studio. She set us up.
What up, Jess?
What up, Jess? But she had to go to the other side because she's doing double duty.
What up, double duty?
Duty.
Doesn't start with a B.
But we also have Shannon in studio.
What up, Shannon?
What up, girls?
Listen, Shannon has been clutch.
And Shannon's actually been in a couple times.
Yes.
She was here for episode 2.
Yes.
And she was up here for episode 12.
Yes.
And today we're at episode 13.
What
but this
13?
One is Shannon's episode.
Yes, finally. We get Shannon out of mic. We don't have a bunch of people drowning her out. She's not in the
this
corner by
moment.
Herself. This is Shannon's time to shine.
Also,
nobody put
Stacey,
Shannon in the corner.
Stacey brought balloons, and we may or may not be playing like helium fun with
that. In the intro, Shannon sucked in helium
Shannon's
and sang
happy
birthday. I about lost it. It was hilarious.
So good. Oh, Shannon, how you doing?
I am doing fantastic with you ladies.
Yay! By the way, Shannon's hair is fabulous.
I know. Shannon looks awesome. We'll post a picture.
Right. Her face is always fabulous because she works in cosmetics and she is a phenomenal professional.
But she doesn't work in cosmetics where it's like, oh, you work in cosmetics, you wear in everything. No, she looks good.
I can wear everything, but I wear it good.
You better preach, girl. So, Shannon, when we have a guest, usually we have them do a little icebreaker called Two Truths and a Lie. So, Shannon, can you tell us two truths and a lie? And we'll try to guess which one the lie is. Chelsea, what is your record?
2 for 12.
Wow! Well, we're going to change it today.
It's 2 for 13 or 3 for 13.
Right? And don't mind us if our mouths are full of cake or helium. By the way, kids, don't suck in helium. It's bad for your vocal cords.
Yes, it freezes them.
Yeah.
Right?
Bad. Don't do it.
I'm grown and I do what I want. So, Shannon, can you tell us two truths and a lie?
Okay. The first one is I have slept in a cabin with men that sold meat that I just met.
This is very specific.
Yes. I'm trying to say it so it doesn't sound as bad as it sounds.
This is a judgment-free zone.
Yes. So
like Planet Fitness.
I actually stayed in a cabin for a night with men that sold meat that I met for the first time that day because we got stuck in a snowstorm.
Ooh. What state were you in?
Ogallala, Nebraska.
Oh, that's Ogallala.
Jesus.
Ogallala. La.
The second was I made out with a complete stranger on a plane, and then we decided that we were going to be a newlywed couple so we could get free drinks.
And did it work?
It did.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I was like, you got married? And I was like, oh, they were pretending. It took me a minute.
The third is I sang open mic night in Pittsburgh on my 30th birthday.
Oh, these are, first of all, these are solid.
They're solid stories.
I feel like the first one has to be true.
Ogallala.
Yeah, ooh.
I will never go back.
hey, holla, Ogallala.
This is tough. This is tough. It's between the last two for me. I'm going to say the last one is the lie.
I feel like it's such a stupid thing that you would stay in the night with a bunch of meat strangers.
Hey, meat strangers. Yes, that's my problem. That's why I pray, because I'll be like, hey, grown woman, I have cake, instead of, hey, little girl, I have candy. What? Cake?
I used to have to go into this van? Okay. You have Netflix. That's so weird.
They could get her with Hostess cupcakes.
Netflix and cake!
Right? Because I don't chill until after marriage. Thank you, Shannon. Thank you, Shannon, for having my back there.
Always.
Oh, my God. I love you so much.
I'm going to go with the open mic in Pittsburgh was a fib.
I feel like you she's my roommate, full disclosure.
What?
But these are stories
that
I have not told
her. No, I know.
But I feel like, because that was a hard thing to decipher.
I believe 100% that you would open mic in Pittsburgh. So I feel like I'm between the other two. Oh, man. Okay, so there's the meat district.
The meat
in Nebraska.
The meat cabin in Nebraska. And then there's
making out with a stranger on a plane.
Oh, man. I really want to, let's see, I do this every time. Mm-hmm. Every time I go, I really want to believe that you have the cojones to, like, make out with a stranger.
You've seen me.
Yeah, that's true.
She's hot.
She is pretty hot.
No, I mean. You dare me. I'm most likely going to go up and do it, as long as you get the
cojones.
So
who dare
first.
You, Shannon? Nobody.
Myself.
You didn't see the guy.
Was he cute?
Was he really cute?
Yeah, I wouldn't just...
I was going to say.
I wouldn't just make out with anybody. Oh. Well, I mean, but...
You're like, no, I will not make out with you. Wait, I'll be in first class. I'll think about it.
Yeah.
No,
I'm kidding. So you get free apples up there.
Right, you get free food up there.
Yes.
Okay.
Only on longer flights, not 45-minute ones.
Just, oh, that's real.
So it was 45 minutes. That's, Oh, I bet you did it. I bet you did. I don't think you stayed in Ogallala.
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 Ooh, that's bad.
Oh, I'm so wrong, aren't I?
Which was yours?
I said, oh, I don't know. Now I feel like I need to change it.
You said Ogallala.
Ogallala. And she said
the Pittsburgh.
You guys are both wrong.
Man, I knew I should have said you wouldn't make out with somebody on a plane.
Oh, my God.
You don't want to lose your miles for bad behavior.
Wait, did that happen?
I didn't go to say... Mm-hmm. I didn't.
Yeah, you can totally lose your miles.
I said I made out. I didn't say I went to the Mile High Club.
No, I knew that.
Oh, I knew that. Okay. Shannon's a lady.
I can't get kicked off for making out on a plane.
Shannon's a lady.
You can't get kicked off for making out on a plane?
No.
What if somebody complains?
Because there's making out on a mother flipping plane.
The snakes on planes.
Okay. Yeah. So tell us about Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh. Open mic night. I wanted to do it before I was 30.
Oh, look at you.
That's on my bucket list of things.
Look at you.
Obviously, only one of the things made
and
it before 30.
What song did you sing?
I sang Eliza Doolittle, Mr. Medicine.
Ooh, nice.
Oh, I'm coming back down from the helium.
Ooh, that's so
nice. That's great.
Yes.
And I'm sorry, I don't know that song.
No, not a lot of people don't know
it. It's obscure.
Yeah. Aww. But it's a good one.
Oh, feel free to sing it later.
Oh, maybe.
On the show.
We do that maybe. Thing where we sing, so feel free.
Yeah.
I'm eating cake.
I don't sing what I sing.
I've caught to that.
Aww.
Yeah.
And then, so, wait, talk about the meat men.
The meat men.
Men.
They were men. They were kind of like boys, to be specific. I was moving to Las Vegas, and it was a 3-day trip.
Hey, 3 days.
Hey.
And me and my friend were driving, and we were like,
what was your friend's name?
My friend's name was Babette.
Ooh.
I like that name. Babette.
Right? Hey, girl.
I'd say Barbie, but that's my mom's name, so it's just kind of weird. So Babette and I were driving, and we were getting close. We were about 8 hours outside of Vegas.
Okay.
So our last stop we made, we tank-topped it, capri'd it,
sailed
it.
That's crazy.
Right? So we stopped.
I'm so sorry for all the helium interruptions you're going to get.
I'm not.
We get off to get gas in Ogallala, because once you're like halfway through the U.S., like gas stations are far and few between.
Oh, right. Yeah.
You better pray.
Who ran out of gas in Arizona in the middle of the night?
Oh, this girl. Birthday girl.
So I wasn't doing it. So every time we hit a quarter of a tank, we'd find the nearest gas station and go.
No, and that's what my brother and I promised we were going to do. And then I was on the phone, and then I was talking about how beautiful the sunset looked, and then all of a sudden the car went, and
that's past a quarter of a tank.
Yes. I was on the phone, okay? I was on my Nokia block phone.
What up, Nokia? You the real phone.
Jess is back with us laughing at our helium antics.
What up, Jess? What up?
I don't have a helium.
We got a full supply.
I'm sorry, Shannon.
So we pull off to get gas, and all of a sudden it starts snowing.
No. Okay,
everyone's okay.
Jess lost the helium. And helium down. Balloon down.
Balloon. I'll just break that.
This was May 3rd, by the way. May 3rd.
That's my brother's.
No, it's not. Yes. But it's like summertime, right? It's going into summer.
That's crazy.
So it started to snow. And we were trying to leave or whatever. We were getting gas and we ate. And the guy goes, well, you can't get back on the freeway. And I go, well, what do you mean? And he goes, well, the roads are closed. And I was like, but
why?
But what do you mean? Like, we're from Michigan. Like,
you just go
around.
Thank you.
We
have four-wheel drive.
You go a mile down and you get back on the next entrance.
Get back up again.
So he's like, you don't get back on. So we're stuck. We're waiting for it to hopefully clear up. Semis apparently have flipped over. Like, we just walked into this blizzard, mind you, in flip-flops and capris. Because we were going to Vegas.
Right?
Because what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Not it's when you're there for 3 years.
The truth. You're welcome. Bachelorette party I went with years ago. You're welcome.
Bachelorette.
They know who they are. I'm just kidding, guys. It wasn't that bad.
Me and Babette were sitting there at the thing at Subway. It was a truck stop.
Nice.
So it was Subway and gas station. Yeah. And we were talking to some cops. This weird guy came over, started being creepers on us. Then the cops are like, well, if you guys have to stay here, I wouldn't recommend staying at the hotel here at the truck stop because it's all truckers.
Mm.
So where is a 23 and an 18-year-old supposed to stay?
Oh, my gosh.
So
in their mom's basement.
Correct, right?
It's going down, basement.
We were, like, we hung out in Subway for, like, 6 hours.
Whoa.
Like, I don't know what you do in Subway for 6 hours.
I used to work there for
but,
6 hours.
You know, and we noticed this group of guys that were there that had been there almost just as long. So we started, like, we're, like, asking them. We're, like, how do you guys get
how do you guys get back on? And they're like, the road. Like, we're like, well, maybe they have a, you know, secret way.
Yeah, if they're from
around
there.
They're actually, we're from Colorado and or from Denver, and we were just here with my boss at his cabin or whatever.
Wow.
For the weekend. And we're like, okay. So we ended up going with them because it was a safer option. Because, I mean, they were 20, 25, like, they were our age.
Okay.
So it was a lot safer option than Creeper, who gave us his hotel room number.
Oh.
And said we should go to the jacuzzi together.
No.
Option. So we went and stayed. We actually went to the grocery store, the one in town, because it was like a 1 mile, you know, town.
Right.
And we got frozen pizza, beer, and games. And we, like,
there it is.
Had a blast. And they drove us. They followed us into Denver. We had lunch and have never heard from them again. But it was just, it was, like, the coolest experience. I didn't, I've not really told a lot of people that because my parents found out that I stayed
and
with me,
thousands
guys.
Thousands of listeners.
Yes.
Welcome to Shannon's Secrets.
So, yes, both Shannon of those were true. Secrets.
That's awesome.
I was like,
that's
I had to I had to come up with ones that Chelsea wouldn't be able to.
Man, people play you like a fiddle, Chelsea. Right? I'm sorry.
Gullible's
like,
on the ceiling Stacey and I look every again? Time.
Like, Stacey wouldn't know my backstory.
I wouldn't know.
You
know.
Well, no, I mean, I figured the open mic. I'm pretty proud that at least I didn't say that one.
I know. That's but you were like, oh, I'm like, Chelsea, no, you know better.
So everybody else knows that would be 2 for 13.
Uh-huh.
Really, really good game. So,
thanks.
Thanks for the story.
Wait, that wasn't even the story. That was the game.
That was the game. We're just getting started.
I got lots of stories.
Stacey, I'm messing up.
It's okay.
Shannon's going to tell us the story. Shannon, are you single or are you ocupado?
I am definitely not ocupado. I am single.
Single.
Sometimes I wonder if it's by choice.
And so, why'd you say that? Tell us a story.
What is that bug? There's a bug in the studio. It's driving me crazy.
Just trying to get your cake.
It's a gnat. No, it won't. I'll kill it.
It's my cake.
Some people ask me, like, how's it being single? And I go, they haven't found the right one. I go, no, I do a lot of window shopping. I have bought, but I have returned because they're defective.
Dang. Keep your tags on, girl. Keep your tags on.
Just tuck them in.
All right. Yeah. So you have plenty of stories to
tell. I have plenty of stories.
Give us one of your favorite ones that's funny. That's
funny? Oh.
Yeah, we don't want a sad one.
Oh, okay.
I'll cry. I'm in that kind of a mood.
We're trying
Stacey
to get
my cake and I cried, okay?
I cry when I see cake. I'm so happy.
Okay, so I bought my house.
Homeowner.
Homeowner.
Yes.
Single
you,
white
adulting.
Female homeowner. I know, adulting is difficult.
And she's sexy.
Yeah, sexy. And I know it.
Hey.
So I bought my house and a friend of mine was like, hey, let's go to your new area. We're not going to say. Fern Gully. That, you know, makes sense. Fern Gully. My favorite place to go.
Save the trees.
Exactly.
That was such a good movie.
Oh my gosh. And Robin Williams was the oil.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look at that. Anyways. Hey, Shannon.
Sorry. This show was supposed to be about me.
Right? Gosh, it's like it's Chelsea's birthday and she's meeting about her because she's born today.
So,
it's valid.
I'm just going to eat cake.
We went down.
What was your friend's name?
My friend's name was. I don't like these B names. They're all
Brittany?
Mean people.
It's Bella. Brittany, bitch.
Bella. Bella is her name. We went down to Fern Gully downtown and we were getting drinks and we were leaving. And as we're walking, I saw a bike shop.
Mm.
And I was like, oh, now that I live here, I need a bike.
Mm-hmm.
Closed, obviously. So window shopping. Like pedal
bicycle.
Bike. Yeah,
thank
like
you.
Pedal bike. Not like Crotch Rocket, like Harley.
Someday. Good job, Chels.
Like,
oh my gosh.
Crush my brain on bike. No.
Wear a helmet.
Although pedal bike might hurt me.
I mean.
If you've met me, injuries. It'll hurt me.
Injuries.
I fall down my stairs in my bedroom all the time. Going all the time.
Oh my god.
You okay?
Yeah.
I'm just like, just give me a minute.
Oh my god. It's awful. So, I'm sorry. So go ahead. You and Bella.
Like, me and Bella were walking down the street and this guy happened to see us looking at bikes. Then he, you know, does this, you know, typical guy thing and was like, hey, that's a nice bike. And I was like, yeah, I'm just looking. And he's like, well, I have a bike. And I was like, well, that's cool. And his other friend started talking to my other friend. And so he was kind of cute.
It was dark. Okay. It was like 11 o'clock at night. Oh. You know what I mean? So it was like bar night. Like
That's real. Clubs are dark for a reason.
You know? And we were outside, and like he's talking. I felt like he was like kind of slurring his words, like it was a little weird. Mm. But I was like, maybe he's just had too many.
Oh,
so
plus you're in a new place.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like, you're trying to like meet new people.
Meet new people. I get that. So my friend's like, you or his friend was like, his friend Bob was like, you should take her number. And I was like, oh, why, you know, why not? I'm always up for meeting new people that live by me and stuff like that. So. Bradford.
Ooh.
Bradford took my number.
Bradford,
and so we texted for a few days, and he's like, well, why don't we meet up? I'm like, okay, cool. Hmm. So he's like, let's meet in Spoil Oak. And
because spoiled people live there.
Yeah. Spoiled Oak. And I was like, okay. He's like, we'll meet at the Bean Cafe or Bean Coffee, Bean Co.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever. And then we'll go from there. Place. And I was like, okay, mind you, it is 5 o'clock that we were meeting.
It's 5 o'clock in the
morning. I think it was a Sunday. So it was, you know what I mean? It was kind of like a midday date. And I was like, okay, so we meet for coffee. He's like, do you want something? And I was like, yeah, like, we're here.
I mean, we're here.
So
here and not eating, not feeding me is a bad decision.
Yes, we've discussed this.
Oh, we'll get there. So he gets me a coffee or whatever, and he's like, well, let's just walk around. I'm like, okay, it's a nice night, summer.
Hey, summer.
We start walking. I mean, start walking. We continued for about 3.5 hours.
Whoa.
Like, what kind of pace are you taking?
Huh?
Is this like a slow, easy pace?
You know, like strolling. We like sat at a bench for a little bit, and then we got up. And
but
like
still, what shoes were you wearing?
I was struggling.
You were not made for walking at that point.
No,
goodness.
But like we rounded, and Spoil Oak is not that big.
No,
not to walk 3 hours, 3.5 hours, and not get
unless
somewhere.
You're training for a marathon.
Like, I could have walked home and back
in the
at the same time.
Are like they're still walking around.
Yeah,
I guess it's going well.
It's 5 o'clock.
I think
o'clock.
They're gonna rob us.
No,
I think we're casing
the reason
place.
Why I continued to walk is because at that point I was starving and I thought he would feed me.
Right.
Not even thought he would feed me, thought we would
like,
go
somewhere to eat.
I would pay, not a problem. You know, you broke, don't take out.
Oh, you better preach.
You're broke, don't ask me out.
You better preach.
All right, if you're going to ask me out, let's go to the park.
You better
plan for it to be an hour at most. Like
somewhere where there is not food available.
Yeah, where I'm not going to sit here and expect food. Because
that's
I did
real.
That. I was talking about that on a previous show.
Yep. Yep.
Why are you going to walk me around? You told me we were going to eat.
I'm not a puppy.
I'm not a puppy. I don't need to do this to use the restroom. Like,
man.
I'm good. So we're walking, and mind you, in Spoil Oak, there's restaurants with outdoor seating, smells are delicious, and
oh, that's so much worse.
I was just like in pain at that point. So we
that's
like
awful,
and you're hangry.
I'm hangry. So now my feet hurt. I'm hangry. I've had coffee.
It's not like you had a hard day of work,
right? Like this wasn't a date. This was a job.
Man,
this was like an interview.
Like I'm gonna need overtime. Sorry. I need time and a half for this. Sorry,
so,
I'm sorry.
We're walking.
I'm gonna need a bagel with cream cheese.
Yes.
We're and walking butter. And he's asking questions like, what superhero would you be or what power would you have?
Dang.
Like,
I would have the power to get some freaking food.
I would be like invisible so I could leave. Like,
ghost on him.
I would just fly. I'd
just
fly
ghost.
Away.
Yep.
I believe
so
that can fly.
We stopped at some point and he like had walking side by side with me for a while. And then we stopped at some point and he like hugged me and I was like, okay. Mid
is it done? Is it done now?
Mid hug, and he's taller. By the way, he's taller than me.
We're wrapped.
I know.
I'm on the edge of my seat.
He is taller than me. Like okay. His head's
significantly
higher than my head. Like
okay.
Rest on my head.
Uh-huh.
He hugs me and then he goes to the top of my head. That's right, ladies. We have. A sniffer. And he was like, you smell really good. And I was like,
oh my God.
Like, not a, like,
I'm a part of you now.
And, like, Jesus. You have the top of my head in your nostrils.
Right.
Like,
And I get it.
That is so...
Women produce pheromones that come out the top of your head, whatever. But sniffing
was
it...
But that's what I'm saying. Was it like... So, you shouldn't be able to hear it.
Oh.
Right.
I heard it. I heard the rattling, whatever.
It's like
it was
that
in
one
his
song
nose.
That's Ew. New where he's like, I'm breathing in the chemicals.
Oh, yeah. I heard that. Oh, Lord. See, now I don't want to hear it because I'm freaked out. Just like I'm freaked out about Shannon's date story.
Oh, my
right
God.
Now.
What if that's him?
I know.
What if you missed out because you couldn't deal with the sniffing?
Oh,
I mean, Adele's ex-boyfriend was like, I deserve money because of the song that you wrote.
You deserve money, Shannon.
Oh, I deserve money because he took my smell.
I mean,
took my smell.
Okay, that wasn't the point I was making, but like, I was like, that's not the point I was making, but I like Shannon. I'm just going to be quiet because I just need to be neutral at this point.
That is so weird, though.
It just, and then he tried.
That's like something you do if you've been together for like a year and then someone's taking a job like elsewhere
and
you won't see each other for a month.
Need, like, you want to take in everything.
Yeah.
Boy, I just met you. You would just give that back. That would be great.
He wanted to take in everything. So did he just do it the once?
Oh, no. Because, of course, you know, I didn't learn my lesson and we had walked like a mile away from my car. So I couldn't just like.
I'm gonna walk 5,000 miles.
And I would walk 500 more. Just to be the man who walked the 1,000 miles to one. Your
best part. I'm sorry, continue. I'm not sorry.
So you walked like a mile.
So, like, then we're side by side and he would, like, lean over and
Bradford.
What?
Bradford just continued
while you're walking?
Yes. Then he would be like, and I'm like,
ew.
I'm like, do you have a cold?
At this point,
I asked him if he had a cold.
At least,
like, do you have allergies?
He said you smell good. Like, and it wasn't like he... Like, you, okay.
I really like onions and body odor.
No, but you know how sometimes something smells bad, but then you're not sure if it smells bad?
Yep.
So you smell it again?
Yep.
Like,
no. He was smelling me because apparently I smelled good. Needless to say, we never talked again.
So
and the only thing I wanted, like, when he texted me, because, you know, guys sometimes will go, well, why didn't it work out? I would be like, because you sniffed me.
You kept sniffing
like,
me.
Not one sniff, not like.
Why?
Even if, you
like,
know what, if you're hugging
twice.
Me and you get, like, around and you get, like, a little bit of the hair, okay, fine. But I don't even need to hear that. Like, that, you're in it enough.
Like if I'm going to sniff down. Somebody, I'm going to be like, you're going to know I'm coming in to sniff you and I'm going to be obnoxious about it. Like, I'm going to warn you that, like, I'm like, oh, my God, you smell good and I get, like, right up in your chest and I smell you.
Oh.
But,
Shannon. It is intimate in this place.
But, like, I will let you know. You know, and
fair warning, I'm about to get all up in your chest.
Absolutely.
Permission to
a man and says and that then, to a woman and they're on this show talking about the crazy person.
Yes.
Man.
I mean, most of these guys are the ones that you like accidentally hit and you hit on purpose so you can run down their abs through their shirt.
Okay, I don't have those moves.
Shannon's going to teach a class, and we're going
to
help a girl out.
Inappropriately.
How to inappropriately
touch people.
But not get tickets. Like, that's assault. No, it's not.
No,
I was just sneezing.
No. I was like, I was just wiping that crumbs off the front of his shirt.
That's real.
I sneezed, and my drink just fell all over his pants.
So
I had to help him.
We thought Bradford was weird. I will tell you, I was just at a meet and greet is what I call them now.
What a meet and greet?
Is when I go.
Is that what you call a first date?
A first date is a meet and greet.
That's so funny.
And I don't even go for dinner.
But it is kind of like a job
interview.
It's coffee.
It's coffee, ice cream, or
hey, I'm
drinks
looking to fill the position of partner for the rest of my life.
Yes. Hey, you got to ask some questions.
What are your qualifications?
Do you have a bachelor's?
To the table? How much experience do you have?
Yeah,
that is
what,
so real.
What are you bringing to the table? What do we got? So it's either coffee, drinks, or ice cream because I don't.
You have your own transportation?
Yes. Must. That is a requirement. Because
I learned that the hard way.
Because otherwise, if you're sitting there getting dinner, you're stuck with that person that might not be good for 45 minutes to an hour and a half waiting
That's
for
real.
Your food, and then you gotta eat. So you have to eat in awkwardness. Honey.
Mm-mm.
If you ain't right, you're out. Like,
not today.
I can tell in about 10-15 minutes.
That's like, the truth. Like, once you know, you know. That's the beauty of knowing what you want when you're grown. So you can be like, listen, this is a cool spot that we met up. Let's just cut the bill in half. Bye.
Yep.
I am so
too nice for that.
See,
I will sit there and endure a dinner.
You know what? That's real. Because in my mind, I'm just like, this is stupid, blah, 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 for other people. But then when it's me, I'm like, oh, but they're probably don't get out much, and like
they probably thinking, don't know better. They know better.
I'm thinking, right? I don't get out much.
Aww.
I do. I karaoke host.
Hey, karaoke.
These are reasons why they're single.
But I was at a bar the other night on a meet and greet.
Hey, meet and greet.
And the bartender, before the guy got up there, helium's going away, so I don't sound this weird. So the bartender is a shorter guy, bald. His name is Bernardo. And he...
You already got it. Sorry.
He looks at me and he goes, "You have beautiful skin."
Thank you. It's my favorite organ.
It's mine. So then, I prefer epidermis, sir.
But later on, he goes to tell me, he's like, "Well, my name's really not Bernardo. It's, oh my God, what was it? It was,
it can
it was
be a
weird
brand.
Lester. It was Lester.
Oh, Lester.
At that point, I was like, we got to go. I was like, Lester the molester just told me I have beautiful skin. I'm out.
Okay, hold on.
Okay, so you can't hold his name against him because he didn't give it to himself.
That's real.
His parents
named
him.
He has the option to change it.
Would you, though?
I don't
know. If I'm creepy and my name
is... You don't know... guaranteed, creepy people don't know that they're being creepy.
Okay, true. Some people know they're being creepy.
But...
Some people do. But... There are people who have chosen to embrace it and ignore the fact that other people might think it's creepy. But I think even if I had some creepy name, I'd probably just keep it and like try to be as opposite of that as possible.
Ditto. Like, I feel like if my name was Bubba, and you'd be like, "What, Bubba?" But then you saw me, you're like, "Shut up, you're Bubba." Like,
right.
I would own it.
Right? Yeah, own it. Definitely.
That's okay.
Own it.
There we go. But in terms of nice skin, like,
it was like,
"You have really nice skin."
Yeah, like in a bar, kind of dark. And he compliments my skin, not your. Faces.
It's
pretty,
also dark.
Like,
oh, that's a solid point. Because I feel like half the time when I see my sister-in-law, I'm always just like, "You have the prettiest skin." Because she does have like really soft skin.
But that's a compliment between girls.
Yes. Okay, that's what I was going to ask. Would it be weird if a guy said that?
Like, honestly, guys like tend to either be like eyes or smile. They know that's what we want to hear.
"I love your smile."
They'll be like, "Hey, pretty eyes."
"I love your smile."
"I really do." Why did everyone laugh on their record? They used to get on my last
always
year. I know. There's a comedian called Kev on stage, and he started this like fake campaign called "Bring Back Nehu," and it was talking about how all like old R&B songs, they always said "Nehu." I'm like, that is hilarious. So he goes through all these different songs where they start with "Nehu."
Oh my God, it's like 90% of Boyz II Men.
Exactly. Yes. Even their Christmas album. Right? Like,
oh my
amazing.
God. Thank you so much for your creepy story.
Oh, you're so welcome.
We'll pray for Lester.
I'm glad that you didn't get.
And Bradford.
Oh, good job.
Thanks.
So, Charles, did anything happen
so,
with you?
So, okay. Something happened this week. First off, shocking update. The plumber's cousin, the other plumber.
It just sounds like a lie.
did not call me.
Oh.
Let's not act like that's a surprise.
I mean.
I gave the number to the other guy. And
we
then
had hope.
There,
yeah.
Okay, there was
high
like
in the sky
teeny,
hopes.
Teeny, tiny bit of hope.
Oh, we
but
were...
no, big shot. I was not surprised at all that he didn't call.
That's okay.
I would have bought him a drink, though, if he had.
I'ma buy you a drink.
Ooh, wee-oo. I'ma take you home with me.
I got money in the bank.
Shorty, what you think about that? I'll be in the great Cadillac, me and the girl.
After marriage. We
me
both.
And the girls are
can I get one more? All right, after marriage,
won't
everyone.
So, yeah, Chelsea,
sorry.
That's just a preview.
So, Chelsea, what else happened? I'm
so
sorry
I went
that...
to the Tigers game.
Yay!
I went with my friend Belle.
I like that name.
Yeah, sorry, Beauty and the Beast. That's the beginning of Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, I was like, what?
Yeah, I know. I didn't expect it.
I forgot the instrumental part. I just wait for the baker part.
Yes. The baker with his tray like always.
The same old bread and rolls to sell. Don't get me started on musicals. I'll
Don't
never
even
stop.
Get me started.
Okay, so we see this guy. Now, mind you, she knows my my inability to talk to men. So,
okay,
so
we'll pray.
She tells me this line, and she goes, no, you just got to go up to a guy and say this. And I was like, actually, that sounds like it is a conversation starter, so I'm all about it. So she tells me I'm going to take a little bit of helium because I feel like it's going to be funnier. It might not be.
Okay. Alrighty. So Belle, right? Belle. Oh, that's right, because you said Bella earlier.
So she says, go up to him and say, do you like crunchy or smooth peanut butter?
Oh.
And I sat there and I'm like, that's actually really, really smart.
I mean, it depends on my mood.
But that's what I'm saying. It gets an answer.
Oh.
So, but she goes, but you have to tell them it's an important question. So I have a really important question for you. Are you ready?
What? Yeah, I'm ready.
Do you prefer crunchy or smooth peanut butter?
Depends on my mood.
Exactly, though. But then it gets you at least a conversation going.
Interesting.
So this guy, we see him. I don't know what I've been on a ginger kick lately.
Oh.
Does he have freckles, though?
No.
Oh, so he won't
German steal your
soul.
German
Wait!
Ginger.
Wait! Only ones with freckles?
Yeah,
your soul?
Because everyone who has the freckles.
That's I for thought every it was redhead,
for every
period.
What? No, for every freckle that they've taken, that they have, it's a soul that they've stolen.
This is right. No, okay, yeah. But
they don't have any freckles.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
They're not all dangerous.
In general, German people who German people tend to have red hair and not have freckles.
Interesting.
They're not all soul stealers. German gingers, which.
Oh, doesn't that sound like a delicious brand?
Yeah, German
Chelsea,
ginger.
Who are you marrying? I'm marrying the finest German ginger this side of the Atlantic.
All aboard.
After marriage. So what happened? Did he have a name?
His name was Brody. Brody was cute, man.
Hey, it's a cute name.
Yeah, he's got his little Tigers t-shirt on.
Oh, he's a fan.
And he's taller than me.
Yay! Like, for real, though.
Like, for real, though. Like, 6 foot.
Like, in person.
In person.
I'm determined, though, this generation, or at least our generation, all men are short.
No, it's meet the tall guys. They're just all already married.
That's real. Or they go for, like, the really short girls.
The really, really short girls. Mm-hmm. Which, actually, if you ask a very good friend of mine, I'm going to say her name because she knows, Jana, but we'll call her.
Oh, I adore her.
Jana is almost 6 foot herself, and she, like, anytime I'd be like, I like a guy who's, like, 6 foot, she's like, no, you don't get to like a guy. Leave him for the tall girls, Chelsea.
That's real. That's real. But you can have her brother, right?
Love you, Jana. Don't be scared. We haven't, like, planned out your life or anything.
Right? Just saying. Jana's the one that offered
him
up.
Yeah, just yell at your sister.
To both of us.
Yell at your sister.
To both of us.
That is true.
I don't even know what he looks like.
He's tall.
Oh, hey. Oh, there it is.
Bonus.
He's right. 6'7".
Oh. Whoa.
Jana's dad's 6'10".
He can reach stuff.
He can reach the stars.
He can reach all the stuff.
Oh. So wait, so what happened? Did you ask him?
So I walk up because, you know, I am very much the person where they're like, nah, you're not going to do it. I'm like, oh, I'm going to do it now. Peer pressure. Man, I just succumb to it every time.
That's so, where she thrives.
I walk over, and I'm like, hey, I've got a really important question for you. And he laughs. And I'm like, and he's like, all right, shoot. And I was like, are you ready? He's like, yeah, go. And I ask him, I go, peanut butter, smooth or crunchy? And he goes, well, I don't really have a preference, but I guess I would just defer to whoever I was living with, whatever they wanted. And I was like, oh, so you're okay with the smooth peanut butter? And he goes, oh, so you like the smooth peanut butter? And I'm like, I do like the smooth peanut butter. And all I'm thinking in my head is, now what?
She didn't tell me what to say after.
And I was like, do I start bringing up other condiments?
Do you like jelly?
What kind of jelly are you going to put on your smooth peanut butter?
Like jam.
Because I feel like it's going to get real, like,
weird.
Suggestive really quick.
There's a Golden Girls episode where where Blanche kissed Rose's boyfriend, and so Rose is a little slow. So not Blanche, Dorothy kissed Rose's boyfriend.
Dorothy?
So trying to break it down a little bit. She's like, well, what happens if, you know, Miles came over for your cupcakes, but instead he sampled my cupcakes? And she's just like, I'd like to think I'd understand, but Dorothy, who'd want your cupcakes? They're as dry as a bone. And she's just like, my cupcakes are moist and delicious. Men love my cupcakes. And then Dorothy's like, wait, you think we're actually talking about cupcakes, don't you? And she's like, yeah, what else will we be talking about? But anyways, what happened?
No, so I'm like sitting there like,
jelly, jam, bananas.
And he's like, he's like, so you enjoying the game? And I'm like, yes, thank you, baseball.
Transition.
And I'm like, yeah. So we talked for a little bit. Nothing like monumental. Just I was pretty excited that the actual peanut butter and jelly line.
Or peanut,
the
peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly time.
There you go. Peanut butter. You were supposed to say jelly.
Seriously. Oh, I was talking about the beat drop, Chelsea.
Janet,
I'm sorry. I was thinking about peanut butter. I'm sorry.
I'm really hungry now.
Now I want crunchy peanut butter.
Right? Oh, she likes crunchy peanut butter.
Only on occasion.
She likes her peanut butter with nuts.
I like my nuts with my peanut butter.
Oh, my goodness. Yesterday while I was eating, so on the dessert card, I got this 5-layer chocolate cake. And so someone had said something about me being single, and I was just like, hey, you know, I like my men like I like this cake. And they looked at me. They happened to not be black. So they looked at me, and I was just like, rich with a lot of layers.
Are you ready for something that's terrible? But somebody said to me, we were at like this little coffee station at church. And I asked somebody if they wanted coffee, and it was after church. So let me just say, like, church had already happened.
I love Jesus.
And they said, sure, I like my coffee like I like my slaves. And everybody turns, and then he goes, free. I like my coffee free.
Oh.
And he saved himself there.
Like, you felt it. Everybody's like, say it. Finish it. So we can have a serious conversation. We are in the building still. I'm sorry, but I told you.
That just sucked the helium out of my lungs. I was prepared.
Right? But then it's free. Free. Free.
There was a guy that we went to high school with. What was his name? I'll call him Bernie.
Do the Bernie.
And so I had... when we had AOL back in those days. And so I didn't know who he was. And so he had sent me a message and it said, I like my women like I like my coffee. I said, imported? I didn't know who it was. Stacey, it's Bernie. Oh, hi, Bernie. Night-roasted. Oh, I get it now.
So,
but what's going on, Chelsea?
So, okay, so he gives me his phone number because he's got to go off with his friends and I got to go off with my friends and all that good stuff. My friend.
Friends. I have friends.
Friends. So then we're like talking and going back and forth and everything's going fine.
Hey, fine.
And then today I get a message from him.
What? Oh.
He saw me on OkCupid, and I am. I'm on OkCupid.
Okay.
OkCupid. And it actually says on my profile that I'm Christian and it's important to me.
Yes, preach.
And it is important to me.
Ditto.
But he sent me, hang on, I want to pull it up. So he goes, I need to be honest with you. I saw you on OkCupid today, and it looks like there's aspects of our lifestyles that wouldn't gel for a long-term relationship, and I think that's what we both are looking for. Side note, this guy has perfect grammar. I'm so sad.
We'll pray for him. He could come around.
And then he's like, it hurts to say because you seem cool and I love your face.
Oh, dang it, he's speaking my language.
That's what I'm saying. I'm so sorry.
I miss your eyes.
And then I sat there and I was like, I mean, that's honest, but can you at least tell me what it was on my profile? Because I'm thinking, like, maybe, I don't know.
Because you host karaoke.
So, yeah, right?
And she sings a lot, so she's, says, like, happy all the time.
He's like, I'm agnostic, which means he doesn't not believe in God. He just doesn't believe. Like, it's
right.
He doesn't believe, he doesn't not believe, he has no opinion on it, basically. And then he's like, it sounds like religion is important to you, which it does. It says on my profile, I'm Christian, and it's important to me. He's like, no judgment. I just think it would end up being an issue at some point in a relationship.
That's real.
And I was like, and I did. Like we had had some kind of conversation, and he said he didn't like church, and he didn't like country music. But also, we're, like, just getting to know each other. So,
right, so,
he doesn't know how.
So I sat there, and I'm like, I mean, it's probably a fair point about potential issues in the future. I guess I just wasn't looking that far ahead. Which, I mean, I am awesome. Look far ahead. I'm your future, right?
Hey,
I was like, no worries. I guess good luck in your search. Because I clearly you don't want to hang out with me or anything. And then he sends me this, like, literally. And he's like, I'm a little bit too much like Jerry Seinfeld. I take one little thing and blow it up into a huge deal breaker. And I go, well, you know, she had man hands. I get it. It's fine.
I get that reference. Yeah, it's like Seinfeld. the one and a half episodes that I saw.
I feel like it's only on commercials, so everybody gets that. And he's like, he goes, you have very lovely feminine hands and a nice laugh.
Aww.
And then nothing.
Well, yeah, it's supposed to be nothing after that point.
Right? But I mean, was like so bummed.
Right? But we had discussed before, because there was the one guy that was like, you know, hey, do you date, you know, Muslims? It's just like, well, it's like long term. It wouldn't work out if we don't have the same belief system. But it's like, we can hang out. But
the thing is, you never know, though. Like, you know, not just because that's your religion doesn't mean you're like cult in, you know what I mean? Like, but somebody.
What if he meets me and we actually do date and we have this great time? And even though he doesn't necessarily believe in that, he loves me enough to, like, let me do that. You know what I mean? Like,
and that's fine.
And then over the course of our lives, it could develop into something where he has the respect for that kind of thing. You know, it's, I don't know. It just felt me like, I was bummed that it was religion.
And Shannon,
like,
you make a very valid point.
Things change over time just because you're that way right now. And not saying that you won't eventually believe in it or anything like that.
Right.
But things develop and things change. Just to say, like, oh, you know, I don't like you because your hair, you know, it's not going to work out because you've got blue eyes. Well, okay, well, that's legit. My eyes aren't going to go any, you know, right.
My eyes are my eyes.
We can't date because your hair's shaved. Well, buddy, it's going to grow back. Like,
at some point in my life, I might not have this haircut.
You know, you might develop something against it or for it, and it's just.
And you know what?
If you're in love with that person, you're going to adapt and you're going to.
Exactly. I don't know, because I feel like you do kind of want to see, like, look for the potential in the future.
Right.
But you don't also want to.
The day after?
Right. Like, we just met for, like, 10 minutes.
Because that is, like, I'll be
We've
honest.
We've been
that
texting
is one
for,
of,
like, 2 days.
Yeah, that's real. Because that is, like, one of my big deal breakers.
And
I know.
And I you know, I don't want to get too preachy on our funny show. And I know, but it's like, this just happened.
We don't preach. It's our show. I'm going to do what I want.
But. I don't want to get too preachy on our funny show, but it is one of those things where I was like, yes, I do see myself someday getting married in a church and having a relationship with God and my husband. But I don't think that necessarily has to be discussed the first day.
Well, like, it just depends how the conversation goes.
I mean,
but especially, I mean, I
it would be one
Jesus,
thing, and then
so
now,
okay,
and then now
too.
Here's my other thing. Because it would be one thing if he was atheist, because then that just means you don't believe and you don't agree with people who
but
do
I'll
believe.
Pray.
But you're agnostic, so you have no opinion. So
just
how can
neutral.
You be so strongly
like just neutral.
Having no opinion?
Some of them are neutral. Some of them are not, just because I've met some of them.
Well, then
just...
I don't think they're truly agnostic then. I think then they're atheists.
Because, like, I grew up as a Catholic. We didn't go to church very often. But, like, at this point, I don't think for me in my relationship status that, like, it would make or break me, because I don't go to church. I'll be honest, but I believe in things, but there are other things I believe in as well, but I'm not going to be like, I can't date you because you don't believe in anything. Well,
see, that's where, even though I am kind of like, you know, well, I need, you know, my dude, I need him to, we need to have the same beliefs. That's why I'm like, well, we can still, like, hang out. We can still be friends. I'm not just going to, like,
absolutely.
Whatever. But
like, you think
me,
I'm pretty and you think I'm smart and you think I'm all this stuff,
sold.
And hang out with me.
Sold. Tell me I'm pretty.
Jeez.
All day.
Apparently, but, like, you like crunchy peanut butter, not smooth.
That's real. But you know what? Our peanut butters, we can go on the same piece of bread sometime.
Exactly.
I'm just saying.
Hey,
just
crunchy saying. Peanut butter is crunchy and smooth at the same time, honey.
Okay, now.
It's smooth with nuts.
Yeah. So, speaking of things that we think about when we meet someone for the first time, it's time for First Impressions.
So, Helium. Okay, let me pull out my phone.
So,
I was
tell us, what is First Impressions?
First Impressions is when
a little kid reads the wrong.
So people send me messages.
I gotta take a deep breath.
This is why people do online dating, because if their voice really is, oh my gosh.
That's real. I've met somebody.
Oh,
and that
God.
Was real.
It's
okay.
Cute. Like, I've met a couple people like that where you're just like, oh, okay.
There was a guy who worked, he was a boss at one of my first jobs, and he had that kind of a voice. And,
hey, boss.
Boss. So, okay, boss, so first impressions boss, is where boss. We get. I get a lot of messages on dating sites, and I go through, and the ones that are funny or a little ridiculous, I like to tell you guys, because I want you to laugh with me.
Right? I like laughter. And I have a cute face.
You do have a cute face. You're so cute. Okay,
all right, so hit me with it.
Okay, sorry, I just got a new message, and I wanted to see if it was worth telling you guys. It wasn't.
Bye.
Okay, So first one is from...
Oh, yeah. What's their name?
Their name... Their name... I almost said their real name. Their name is Beowulf.
Yes! That was a good story.
That's real.
That was a good story. Okay. Beowulf was a G. Not
okay.
G, but, you know.
So he... His headline is "No Career Junkies That Never Meet People."
But so that's why I'm doing it online dating.
I think he's saying he doesn't want to find people who it's about an ego trip. No, who don't ever actually meet up with anybody. They just talk to you online and get your hopes up and then cancel.
Oh,
At least that's how I'm taking it.
See, I thought of it as, you know, a woman who's far in her career. I'm very driven, and if that messes with his ego. That's the way I took that.
Oh, career junkies?
He said no career junkies.
Oh, it does. Yeah, it says career, and then it says the name of the site. I just didn't want to say the name of the site and throw shade at him.
Oh.
So it says no career dating site junkies. Sorry.
Now it makes sense.
So it's like no career junkies. Do you mean I can't have a job?
Right. That's all I'm like, listen.
Be like driven? Okay.
I'm all about, you know, spiritual beliefs and, you know, being old school. But listen, if I want to be outside this house,
No whammy.
So he sent me... I think you're wrong. I think you're really with like six Y's, which really ends up turning to. I think you're really.
He's singing to you.
He's interesting.
He thinks I'm really.
He's singing to you.
Interesting. Tell me, do you think that I am physically attractive?
See, you need to go. If your body is all
that
you have.
Are you going to pretend like it's an ego trip? You're going to pretend like you're not into the ego trip, but then your first question to me is, do you think I'm pretty?
Do you like my body?
Like my body.
Trim spa.
Okay. So this guy didn't send me a message. This next one. His name is Bernard. Did we already use that?
No. Is he a saint?
So I got a 90% match with this guy. 90% the big deal.
Oh, I didn't know there were percentages.
Well, on one of those sites.
Whoa.
So,
I don't do math.
He didn't actually send me a message, but I got sent this because 90% match is rare, and they send you like, hey, good match. So he is Korean.
Ooh.
He's 5'10".
Ooh.
Short.
I'm just kidding.
That's not short.
Dang, I'm like,
5'3". 5'5 is short. Like,
hey.
5'4"
and a half.
For a guy. I'm just So his picture, he looks like he's in the woods.
Oh.
And he's wearing white shades with the dark circles.
How
and
do you
glasses.
Know he's Korean if he's got
it
sunglasses
says he
on?
He speaks Korean.
Oh, I was like,
he's clearly Asian, though. You can tell he's Asian.
Okay.
I don't know.
Oh, seriously, just because they speak Korean doesn't mean that they
no,
are.
You
I was
can,
like, he's
you
got
sunglasses on. Come on. It's not just
he's
their
Korean,
eyes.
Korean, and he likes to barbecue. Does
so
that
he's
mean it's
leaning
a
against
barbecue?
A tree, but literally his picture, he's got one leg out, like kind of like the Captain Morgan guy.
Captain Morgan, okay.
And then he's got his hand on his hip, but it's the girly way.
Oh.
And then he's leaning against the tree like this, so he looks like a teapot. He looks like
a
teapot.
Peter Pan.
This man is supposed to be my 90% match.
Oh,
did that
maybe
you know
he
mean?
Was singing Into the Woods and then he fell in love, right?
He was pulling Pocahontas out.
Okay.
Colors of the wind.
I couldn't remember the beginning of the words.
Vanessa Williams. You go, girl.
Okay. So the next guy. Yes.
Dang, that was it?
No, that was it. He didn't send me a message. I saw the picture and I wanted to tell you guys he looked like a teapot.
I kind of want something to happen just because he's fun. Talk about peanut butter.
He seems theatrical.
Seriously, I'm going to send that question to anybody that I think I'm just going to send it. Smooth or creamy? Smooth or crunchy?
Yeah. Peanut butter.
I was like, that's the same.
That's the same. Okay, so this next guy's name is Benji.
Oh, do you remember that old series with the
dogs? Such a sad movie.
So this guy, his picture... is him looking straight in the camera, blank wall behind him, and he's smooshed his lips together so you can't see his lips, like,
like, right up in it? Like,
oh, yeah, no, it's like...
Like, you can see up his nostrils?
I mean, it's not that close, but, like...
Oh, no, he's actually kind of cute.
Okay, wait until you hear
potential.
What he says.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, Colin, this is going to get real.
So, he's got this face where it looks like he's about to be like, and, and then he sends me the message that says... Nice night for a motorboat.
Damn.
Right? I would say, do you own a boat?
Do you own a boat?
Do you live in a lake?
Wait, just do you live in a van by the river?
Oh my gosh, you own a boat?
I'm on a boat.
I like boats.
Oh my gosh, I like big boats and I cannot die. I mean, because they're yachts and they're spacious.
Oh, thanks. Man.
Ridiculous. Aww. What, does he also have a nice body? Because that's all he had going at that time.
Okay. So, okay. My last one isn't actually a first impression. Somebody sent it to me, though, and it seems very appropriate.
Was it the one that was sent just now?
No.
Okay. Bye.
No, the motorboat was the one that was just sent.
Oh.
Okay, so... for those of you who don't know, I really like musicals. I've done a couple community theater plays.
Girl
all
can
stuff.
Sing.
I like, oh, thank you. So I really like it. It's fun. So I see that somebody sends me this thing and it says, you know how in musicals, the couple just starts singing in the same song no matter how far apart they are? Like, even if they're in different parts of the movie or of the show, they're off singing together in a duet.
This was in a meme.
And then it says, what if that happened in real life? What if you were just at a restaurant one day and you started randomly singing because your soulmate decided to sing a duet in the shower?
That wasn't a meme!
And this is, what if that's why you get a song stuck in your head? Because your soulmate is somewhere out there singing.
This is bullshit.
Dave, we're going to need to
Well, you know
that
what? My guy apparently likes to sing a lot. Because... I just randomly sing all the time, so...
My dude likes LaBouche. Because I want to be my lover. It's a classic.
Wanna be my lover,
Wanna be my lover, Wanna be my lover,
Wanna be my lover.
Girl, I confess, I first wanna be your lover. Like no other, yeah.
I hear what you say. I see what you do.
Okay, I would love to tell you that we're done, but we're not done because Jess isn't in here.
Aww.
But that was all I had for first impressions.
Can I give you my first impression that I just received recently?
Yes.
Okay. By the way.
Well, actually, can I do... Oh, the other one's probably not...
By the way, we were just an hour
Were you talking
today,
about the... You can. I can do both. We're just now.
We were just an hour today, so we were ready to end right now, but someone's doing double duty, so that's the only reason why we're still talking. It will not be reflected in our bill.
In our bill.
And our bill gets paid on time.
So... This one. It was my fault. I deleted it. I was like,
like, ain't nobody got time for that.
I don't want to. Sorry.
It's my birthday.
And then I send a message that says, I'm fairly certain I just deleted that without even opening it. I don't even think I opened it. I think I was just like, PayPal. What?
I was the one that had texted Chelsea, Scams. Like, you know, hey, you know, it
we
was around the first.
We get a bill.
Chelsea's like,
let me check. I'm like 90% sure that's gone. All right, Shannon, what's your first impression?
So I go on and off dating sites.
Yeah.
Within like 2 days, I just get
annoyed.
She gets
mad.
I get irritated. Inappropriate things come across, pictures.
So
I
hello.
I can't. So, and this is one of the reasons why.
What's this guy's name?
This guy's name is Broderick. Do we say Broderick?
Oh, yeah, Broderick.
Although that was too cute of a name for this guy. But...
I do that too. He I don't want his, it to ruin
okay,
the name.
Profile picture. I love Chelsea's descriptions. It's half of his face, so you only see his nose.
Just nose and
above,
eyes.
And he's got a lazy eye.
Oh no!
And he's like right up in the camera. Like right up. Like I don't know how you get that close. Like,
you crop it.
Maybe he doesn't like his smile. Because why would he?
I have no idea.
Because his eyes are his best feature.
Aww, so because I have a lazy eye. All right,
so,
like,
Shannon, go.
So. He says the only thing that comes from him is, I sense you have big tits.
Unacceptable.
Dolly.
Unacceptable.
You can't pass a driver's test.
No.
Unacceptable.
All right, what's your other one?
We'll pray for
the
him.
The other one was, there's this guy that keeps stalking me and my roommate. We don't know who he is.
I had to change my name on Facebook.
We don't know who he is. And his name is... I kind of want to use Broomhilda.
Broomhilda, that's fine.
It's hilarious.
Yes.
So he always does, and Chelsea said this before. He says, I love the lipstick you have on, so sexy in your selfies. So my response to him is, thanks, it's blood of babies.
See, she responds, I don't. I don't respond at all.
So that's, you know.
But this is because this guy bugs us a lot.
Yeah. Like, so I'm trying to get to find out who he is because clearly his picture and his name is not real. Mm. So his next one was to me, I bet your farts smell like lust. I wouldn't mind if you sat on my face and farted. Just saying.
Ew.
But wait.
Exclusively at
okay,
Macy's.
This is like PG-13, lust. Maybe not so much. I bet
kids
your,
go to bed.
I bet your butthole glows in the dark. You're so beautiful.
Why?
Oh, yes. I wanted to respond because I ate radioactive chemicals when I was younger. Like, that's why. Like, why would you send... I don't even know how that makes sense.
It's, like, why do people send these messages? What is so wrong with them? Like, mentally. Well, what is going on there?
I question...
That's me dropping everything,
I question who that is. Anyway, because he's weird and he bugs us a lot.
Yeah.
We'll pray for him.
We'll eat cake.
God can change him.
Well,
pray cake.
I just ate some cake. Sorry. That's
what keeper preach.
I'm going to take a picture of the after, and you guys can see how much of this cake I ate.
You can say,
oh my
we
gosh.
Don't play. We don't play. And we all started at three separate sections.
So now I kind of...
Jess is going to go right in the middle.
Right? Just, it's kind like of like a biohazard sign now. You're right? It's a little biohazardous. Well, I'm so glad that you came in, Shannon.
Yay, thank Shannon!
You so much.
Thanks for coming
Jess
back.
For
what up,
Jess?
What up, Jess? Ladies, Jess. Thank you for your helium voices.
Yay.
That shit was amusing.
Thanks, Stacey, for the helium.
Oh, no problem.
Well, thanks, Stacey, for the cake and the balloon.
Aw, thank your parents for being born.
Oh.
Don't do a visual. All right.
Oh, God. All right. Well, I'm Stacey.
You do that all the time. She's not Stacey. I'm not Chelsea.
I'm Chelsea.
I'm Stacey.
This is Reasons Why I'm Single.
Okay, bye.
Play that track.
I'm single. I'm single. I'm single.
Why? You're so fabulous.
Yeah, I'm single. Ready to mingle. Yeah, I'm single. These are the reasons why I'm single.
This is a previously recorded episode.